Blog Talk Radio.
The podcast series is A Lion for Life, and for those of you who are part of the St. Viator community, particularly alumni, you're very familiar with that phrase and all that it means. And one of the things that has kept people in this community connected through their 4 years, even frequently before they arrive at school and for many years after, is the annual musical, one of the great events on the school calendar, and it's just around the corner for us here in 2022. Hi, everybody. This is Jim Mitchell, and I am stealing some time today from Megan Gray, who is not only a fine arts faculty member at St. Viator, but also the director of this year's musical. And Megan, first of all, busy time for you, so thank you for giving me a few minutes today.
Yeah, this is so fun. Thanks for having me.
So I, big theater fan, I love going to shows, high school, professional, anywhere, and I have to tell you, I have never seen Pippin, familiar with some of the music. For people who happen to are like me, can you just kind of give us an overview? What's the premise of this show?
Yeah, totally. It's one of my favorites, though. So I will openly admit it's a little weirder. It's not Oklahoma or anything classic like that. It's very much a show of its time. It came out in the 70s. The music is by Stephen Schwartz, who people might know from other shows like Godspell and Wicked, very famous composer. The music's absolutely gorgeous. If you grew up in the 70s, you might have even heard some of it on the radio. Michael Jackson did some covers. The Supremes did some covers, things like that, songs like Corner of the Sky and Magic to Do. But it's a show about a show, kind of. It follows the story of a young man, Pippin, and he doesn't know what he wants to do with his life. He's searching for his corner of the sky, his purpose. And throughout the play, the other characters are actors, and they are showing him through theater, through lights, magic, costumes, all these different options he can take in life. He can pursue war, his father is the king, and he can pursue politics, and he can pursue leisure, and he can pursue love, and just all these different options. And when he gets to the end, there's this grand finale. And I mean, I don't want to spoil it for people, but he ultimately ends up learning that life isn't about these big moments and being extraordinary. It's about the little things. It's about love, and it's about the people you're around that make life worth living, more than jumping from large activity and moments in your life to the next. And I think for our high schoolers, it's a super important reminder as they're all going off into the world to find their own corner of the sky, that to just keep them grounded and to remember those small moments and just surrounding yourself with people who love and support you.
Well, it's interesting, and I think from a audience perspective, students and really any of us this day and age will find value in that type of a message. But talk to me about the kids who are involved, your cast, your crew. How have they reacted to this show, and particularly, you know, the message that's being presented? Have you sort of seen them absorb it over the last couple of months?
Definitely, definitely. Again, like I said, it's kind of a weirder show, so I think it took them a minute to kind of like wrap their head around it, but the music is so catchy. It just draws you in and stuff, and the more we've had time to spend with it and get to know these characters and really dig in, it's been a lot of fun. We've just assembled such a great group of students, as always. Like, the students here in this theater department are so passionate and so kind and so hardworking. It's been a real blast to work on this one.
Now, one of the interesting things I think about this, as we celebrate our 60th anniversary at St. Viator this year, and there's a interesting list that we've used in some of our publications about all of the shows that have been done at St. Viator over the years, and some you mentioned in Oklahoma, or others have been done multiple times, and rightfully so for high school kids. But this is the first time this has been done at St. Viator. How did you go through the process of presenting that and sort of getting people to buy into doing something new and different?
Sure. It's just one of my favorite shows. It's something I've loved for a long time now. I actually thought the first time I saw it was when my brother was performing in it in high school, and I was just like, it blew my mind. I was like, this is awesome. Like, this is theater because it was so different. It was so non-traditional and stuff like that. And I loved it. And I've, since then I've seen it several times. I was fortunate enough for our family to go see the Broadway revival in 2013 with the big circus theme, which isn't what we're exactly doing. We're doing very much more like the 1970s original concept as far as the show goes and stuff. But, yeah, I think it's just something that I love, and I hope that my passion for the show shines through to the students, and it got them excited about it. And like I said, the music's so good. I think the story is so unique that the students were pretty easy to buy into it. Yeah, I think they were ready. The students at Viator were ready to try something new. Last year, too, I think they were excited to try a new show for the first time.
Yeah, it's great to see the horizons expand a little bit, and the work you've been doing with these kids really does have them very excited. I want to talk more about the cast, but before we do that, people are listening and going, all right, when, where, how, what's going on? So what are the production dates, and what tickets on the website? Where can you direct us to get all the information?
Yeah, we're just a week out. We open next Friday, which is February 4th. The shows on Friday and Saturday are at 7 and on Sunday at 1:30. And the shows are also the following weekend, two weekends.
Yeah, it's always great to have a team.
Oh, I'm sorry. As far as
yeah, and the tickets?
Totally. And as far as getting tickets, sorry, I totally forgot. As far as getting tickets, yeah, you can find them just on the St. Viator website, stviator.com. There's a tab that just says Winter Musical. You can get your tickets there. Or if you follow any of the theater social medias, those are linked in the Twitter and the Instagram bios as well.
Excellent. All right, let's talk about this cast. How many students do you have, and what's it been like for you to kind of bring their talents out this year?
Yeah, it was a hard decision this year. The cast is a little more intimate, again, due to COVID, but it definitely has a large ensemble, unlike last year. We're excited to, again, like fill the stage with dancing. Pippin is definitely a dance show. The original choreography was by Bob Fosse, which people are probably familiar with from shows like Chicago and Cabaret. It's very stylized 70s dancing and stuff, and it's been a challenge for these kids. The choreographer is actually my brother, that same brother who I first saw in Pippin. He's a professional dancer, and so he came in to choreograph the show, and he kicks their butts. He really works them hard, and I think they're better for it. They learned a lot, and they're really pushing themselves and working so hard. I'm really, really proud of them. So that's been really fun to see the students grow in that way and to have an ensemble cast again, just on the stage, working together and moving as one. It's been really cool. But we did double cast most of our principals again because we just have so many talented students, especially so many talented female students. Most of the male roles are single cast. We've got Declan Newell playing Pippin. He's a junior. He's doing a really, really excellent job. I'm really proud of the work he's putting in. But pretty much all of our female leads are double cast. So every other day they will be performing the Magic or the Glory cast.
Excellent. And you mentioned Declan being a junior. Do you have a lot of upperclassmen? Have you got some new faces in as well? What's the representation look like from the various classes?
It's a full range, yeah. We've got freshmen in the ensemble who are doing so well. Again, I'm so proud of them. These students are just so well-rounded. We've got freshmen that are in the ensemble working hard, and then they still come and show up to work on tech crew and stuff, to build and stuff. They want to help out in any way they can, and it's been really cool. So, yeah, we've got freshmen all the way through seniors. We've got some really excellent seniors that'll be a shame to lose this year. Claire Capra plays one of our leading players, and she is currently in the throes of auditioning for musical theater programs in colleges and things like that. So it'll be a shame to lose her next year. She's an excellent talent. But yeah, so many wonderful seniors that we're really going to miss next year.
Well, we're looking forward to this year. We're talking to Megan Gray, who is the director of Pippin at St. Viator High School, coming up starting February 4th with a two-weekend run. Megan on the faculty at the school as well, and this is a new arrival at St. Viator with this production, so people are very much anxious to see it, looking forward to it. You talked about it being somewhat stylized, being from the 70s. I've seen some promotional photos and posters and things. Has a very unique look to it. What have you done in terms of staging and lighting? Anything unique about what this is going to look like to people who come and see it?
Yeah, it definitely, our scenic design definitely has a more scaled back feel, again, than you might see in a traditional Vider show, like no big drops or anything. We have a scaffolding unit on the set. We've put the band up on stage because the music is so essential to the storytelling in this show. We've got a lot of big projection screens, basically, that we've built, and we're doing a lot with projections and lighting. So a lot of new stuff for Vider this year, really giving it a more contemporary, minimalist feel, basically. The show, again, because the show is so abstract, it kind of doesn't really have a setting. He goes to a lot of different places and journeys and stuff, and so we thought that projections would be a fun storytelling element to try for the first time at Vider. So, so far, so good. I think it looks cool.
Now, you mentioned something that I guess we all have to think about these days. You mentioned, you know, the cast and the rehearsals with COVID being a factor. One, how have you dealt with that? And, you know, hopefully everyone's staying healthy. And then two, what should audience members know about any precautions we're taking for the shows themselves?
For sure. No, it's been hard. Our students do everything they can. They stay hydrated. They eat well. They take their vitamins and stuff. And, of course, they mask up. All of our rehearsals are masked and things like that. And, of course, singing and dancing with a mask on is not easy and stuff. But they're working really hard to power through. It's very athletics, a lot of the stuff that they're doing on this stage. But they're masked. And, of course, we're asking our audience members to be masked and wear their masks throughout the entire performance. The seating is general admission, so when you come, just when you grab your seat, maybe make sure to leave a seat or two in between you and the party next to you just to put ourselves out and keep everyone safe throughout the performance.
Great. So a minute or two left here. When the show comes around, everyone focuses on those two weekends, the performances. The process begins with auditions, which I know is maybe the hardest part for the students to anticipate and get through. Rehearsals run for months. But for those who may not be familiar with theater, what is this week like, that last week before the show goes up? I know it's one that takes a lot out of you. Can you just give us a glimpse of what your week ahead is going to look like?
Yeah, we're in the final push, so it's kind of crazy this week. This is when it really all comes together. Up until now, it's really just been everyone doing their thing separately, tech crew separately working in the evening, the performers and myself working after school, the costume designers working all on their own, things like that. And this week is when all the pieces come together. We just started adding the costumes and the lighting and the projections, so it's a lot of technical elements we're still tweaking and stuff. So yeah, it's a crazy week adding in all those new elements because sometimes, you know, things don't go like how we planned and we have to adjust and things like that. But like I said, the students are real troopers. They work hard. They want to be here. They want to put on a wonderful show for everyone. So we're working out. This is the week to work out all those kinks so that it is perfect when you guys all come next Friday.
Well, I know the community always looks forward to it. The alumni, they look forward to it. Those who've been involved in the past, it's an important time for them to come back. And as you mentioned, we've got COVID precautions available to make it a comfortable, safe situation for everyone so we can do this live in the theater. So, Megan, first of all, thanks for all the work you've put in, and very excited to see Pippin debuting on the St. Vider stage beginning February 4th. Again, stvider.com. Go to get tickets, ticket information, and everything else associated with that. So, everyone involved in the production, just great success, and thank everyone for their time and energy. So Pippin debuts at St. Vider High School beginning Friday, February 4th. Thanks to all of you for listening. We look forward to seeing you in the theater in the weeks ahead. Thanks so much.